was minding my own business. I was sitting in my living room. I was watching the TV. And George Wallace died. And next thing I know, I can't change the channel on my TV without stumbling upon photographs of that son of a bitch standing in the doorways of schools trying to keep the little black children out. I couldn't turn on my TV without photographs of police dogs and fire hoses and Ku Klux Klan motherfuckers burning crosses in poor people's yards. And it made me kind of fucking mad. I grew up in Alabama, and a lot of bad shit went down there when I was about 2 years old, and 3 years old, and 4 years old, and 43, and 40. Well, we're still hoping, but it is getting a lot better around there these days, I'll give them that. But at any rate, we're going to take you back in time to about 1998 or 99 or whatever year it was that George Wallace died. And they buried him and they ran the news footage all over the television set. And it affected me. I'm affected. And I thought, you know, this son of a bitch has been affecting my life my entire life. Because wherever I go, people perceive me as a man from Alabama, as a man from George Wallace country. They perceive me as a man who comes from a state that elected that son of a bitch governor over and over and over and over and over. And hell, once when they wouldn't let him run, they put his wife in there and she won by landslide. And she's fucked up. And now we're living in the Bush dynasty, and I go to Europe, and it's the same damn thing. It's like being from Alabama. It's like, goddammit. It's like, and it's like, don't you people know how to elect somebody that doesn't suck? And you know, when you think about it, Wallace does start with a W. And that's all I'm gonna fucking say about it. I wrote this song from the devil's point of view on the day that they buried George Wallace, welcoming him into hell. And someday he'll welcome someone else. Here we go! Throw another log on the fire, boys. George Wallace is coming to stay. Met St. Peter at the pearly gates. I like to think he played that hand so Raise their arms up in the air, and they say,